I've always been a little confused by this. The highest level of these different lines looks spiritual. So the highest level of the kinesthetic, the great athlete, the highest level of that looks spiritual.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Michael Jordan play basketball, you're watching God. let me back up and give maybe a couple of different meanings of what people mean by spiritual, because that's going to come in sooner or later.
Okay.
And there are at least three or four, and then we'll come back to the level and line aspect of it. One definition is that spiritual means an experience that I have. I have a spiritual experience. I have a peak experience. And under those circumstances, that's a mystical experience, an experience of oneness with nature, you know, experience of being one with God, one with Goddess, one with everything that's arising. It's a very common way that people use. Incidentally, of course, I think that all of these uses are right. Everybody's right. I think these are all correct, and we just have to be careful which one we mean, and we have to make sure in our sort of comprehensive map that we include all of them, we make room for all of them. So they really are altered states. People can have these spiritual or religious experiences. I think they're very authentic. People can interpret them sometimes in a little wacky ways, and kind of have to, you know, look at that. But I think they're very real, very legitimate, very authentic. But another definition that people sort of intuitively use does have to do with these levels and lines. So people, if we take a couple of more obvious things, if we look at emotions, for example, you look at the lower levels of emotional development, like rage and envy and hatred. Most people don't call those spiritual. But if you look at the higher levels of emotions, universal love, care, compassion, bliss, most people start to call those spiritual. And they're not necessarily using levels and lines, but that's sort of intuitive, that's natively what they mean. In cognition, in the cognitive line of development, the lower sort of levels, like images, symbols, logic, people don't really think of those as spiritual. But when you get to the higher transrational levels of intuition, oneness, awareness, those kinds of things, people start to call those spiritual. The moral line, the lower levels of I care only for me, most people don't think of those as spiritual. But the higher universal care and compassion, people start to think of those as spiritual. So that's just natively, that's one of the ways that people will use the notion of spiritual. And actually the whole movement of transpersonal psychology, actually the name itself, transpersonal, drew on that native definition, because transpersonal, the higher trans levels, are spiritual. A third meaning is that spiritual isn't necessarily the highest level in any of the lines. It's a line itself. It develops itself. So you can say I'm more or less developed spiritually. I'm higher or lower spiritually. So spiritual line starts in infancy, and there's a certain type of spirituality there, and it grows and progresses and develops in its own way. And this is also very common use, and a person by the name of James Fowler did a very important series of research and published it in a book called Stages of Faith. We actually went in, just like Gilligan, and asked people questions about what is spirituality, what is religion, what's ultimate concern and meaning, and he found that in that one particular area, people go through these stages of development, of spiritual orientation. So those are sort of three natively used meanings of spirit, and you just have to sort of make sure you ask people which one they, try to figure out which one they're talking about. Let me add a fourth one, and that is that spirituality involves an attitude that you can have at any level or stage of development. And it can be an attitude of love or openness or care or whatnot. So those are kind of the four common ones. And again, I think there's some truth to all of them. But it's really important that you figure out what a person means when they're talking about those. Because somebody will come in who's a developmentalist, and they'll say, well, spirit is the higher levels of this cognitive line or affective line. Kinesthetic line? Yeah, it actually, if you look at the work of Mike Murphy on paranormal cities, that's the highest level of kinesthetic line. And you start to get, the ultimate one, which I don't think exists, is levitation. But I do think Michael Jordan levitates, so that's why I mentioned him. I think he's cheating. And I think Baryshnikov also levitated, but I can't prove it.
The TMers weren't levitating?
No, I don't think they do. But I think Baryshnikov did. I don't think levitation quite works yet, but you do get these really extraordinary superhuman capacities at the higher reaches of this kinesthetic line. Definitely. If a developmentalist comes in and says, okay, let's talk about spirituality, they're meaning that highly developed levels are spiritual. Now, a lot of people who also have access to these other meanings of spiritual, they look at that and they're immediately suspicious. Because, okay, wait a minute. That means a child can't have a spiritual orientation. It means, I don't think I'm that highly developed. I've had a lot of spiritual experiences, so don't tell me it's just this developmental stuff. I don't believe that. That's pigeonholing, that's ranking, that's horrible. And they're both right. They're both right. So certain aspects of human capacities do go through these developmental level stages or waves. We just we've got some evidence about all of that. But there are other aspects that are equally legitimate that we call spiritual, legitimately, that don't. And that classically spiritual experiences of nature mysticism or deity mysticism or religious experience that, that comes upon, stays a while, can be very, very profound. But eventually tends to be transitory and it passes. So all of those are important. And I'm sure as we go on these discussions that we'll be specifying one of these three or four main meanings of spiritual. Because most of the arguments and confusions out there come from not allowing all four of them to be right, which I believe they are. And so you have even the school of transpersonal psychology, there are people that are just developmentalists and they don't look very much at states and they tend to be meditators. And then there are people that look at states of consciousness and they tend to do drugs. So they're really into states of consciousness and they don't talk to each other. And I think all of them are really very important concepts. And then, again, for an integral approach, we want to make room for all of that.